Welcome to Cerotech's quick guide to upgrading from Windows Vista to the new Windows 7. Before upgrading, at the very least, you should have a copy of Windows 7 DVD and make sure you have available to you the 25-digit product key to enter upon completion of the upgrade. Please note, you will have speech through an upgrade. However, if you choose to install a clean copy of Windows 7, you will need to reinstall the screen reader at that time. Also important is to have, in the unlikely event that something does not go as planned, and always good practice to have copies of your installation software CDs or executable files, product keys, license keys, if you will, and any passwords. To begin, insert the Windows 7 DVD into the drive. It will either come up with the installation screen, or more likely, will ask you what do you want to do. In the event that nothing happens, browse to the DVD and press Enter on setup.exe.
Run SetupX, published by Microsoft Corporation. Please wait, switching to iSecurity mode. User account control, a program needs your permission to continue. If you started this program, continue, Microsoft Windows, Microsoft Corporation.
Press spacebar on the continue button, or press Alt-C. Note, for future reference, once you've upgraded to Windows 7, the prompts will change to Alt-Y for yes, or Alt-N for no.
Cancel button, details button, continue button, Alt-C. Install Windows, check compatibility online button, Alt-C. Install now button, Alt-I. What to know before installing Windows button, Alt-W.
If you haven't done so already, you will want to check the compatibility online. This will tell you if you need to uninstall any software or drivers before upgrading. A web page will be saved on your desktop called compatibility.htm, which will advise you of anything you need to do.
Check compatibility online button. Alt-C. Windows Internet Explorer. Connecting. Windows 7 Upgrade Advisor. Heading. Find out if your PC can run Windows 7. To see if your PC is ready for Windows 7, download the free Windows 7 Upgrade Advisor. It scans your PC for potential issues with your hardware, devices, and installed programs, and recommends what to do before you upgrade. The Windows 7 Upgrade Advisor checks for compatibility issues. If your PC can run Windows Vista, it can probably run Windows 7, but it's still a good idea to use the Windows 7 Upgrade Advisor. Note, information about your PC will be sent to Microsoft, but no information will be used to identify or contact you. For more information, read the Windows 7 Upgrade Advisor privacy statement. Heading, before you begin, before scanning your PC with the Windows 7 Upgrade Advisor, be sure to plug in and power on any USB devices or other devices, such as printers, external hard disks, and scanners, that you regularly use with the PC you're checking. Download the Windows 7 Upgrade Advisor.
Download the free Windows 7 Upgrade Advisor. Be sure to plug in and power on any USB devices, printers, scanners, or other hardware you plan to use in Windows 7. If you are told to uninstall any software before proceeding, exit the installation, make the necessary changes, and start the installation again.
Install Windows.
To begin installation, press the spacebar on the Install button.
Install now button, Alt-I. Setup is copying temporary files. Setup is starting.
If at all possible, you will want to be online during the upgrade process. And if possible, you may wish to connect your computer directly to your router, cable modem, or DSL modem instead of using a wireless connection. Choose Go Online for updates by pressing the spacebar on the appropriate button or by pressing Alt-G.
Go online to get the latest updates for installation. Recommended. Button. Alt-G. Get the latest updates, such as security updates and hardware drivers, to help successfully install Windows. Your computer will remain connected to the internet throughout the installation process. Do not get the latest updates for installation. Button. Alt-D. Without these updates, installation might fail, and your computer could be more vulnerable to security threats. Why should I get updates for installation? Button. Alt-H. I want to help make Windows installation better. Checkbox. Not checked. What information will be sent to Microsoft? Button. Alt-W. Read our privacy statement. Button. Alt-R. Go online to get the latest updates for installation. Recommended. Button. Alt-G.
You will now be read a series of update percentages.
Searching for installation updates. 4%. 36%. 56%. 76%. 96%. Start button. Install Windows. Please wait.
You will now be presented with the license agreement. Please read if you like. Then check the box to proceed.
Please read the license terms. Read only text. Microsoft Software license terms. I accept the license terms. Checkbox. Not checked. Checked. Next button.
Here is probably the most important decision you will need to make. If you go with the default of upgrade, Microsoft will do its best to import all of your current software and settings and drivers to the new copy of Windows 7. However, if you choose to do a clean install, you will have a brand new copy of Windows. No software or no settings will be transferred. This assumes that you want to build a brand new copy of Windows from scratch. Please note that also if you choose the clean install, you will not have speech upon completing the process. You can, however, press Windows key U to launch the Ease of Access Center to hear narrator, and then go to www.sa2go.com to reinstall System Access at that point. But this tutorial focuses on the upgrade option, which is the default. Press Alt U to continue with the upgrade.
Upgrade button, Alt U, upgrade to a newer version of Windows and keep your files, settings, and programs. The option to upgrade is only available when an existing version of Windows is running. We recommend backing up your files before you proceed. Custom, Advanced, button, Alt C, install a new copy of Windows. This option does not keep your files, settings, and programs. The option to make changes to disks and partitions is available when you start your computer using the installation disk. We recommend backing up your files before you proceed. Help me decide button, Alt H, back button, Alt D, upgrade button, Alt U, upgrade blank, connecting, next button, Alt N. Upgrading Windows will affect the following features. Windows Vista Ultimate Extras have been discontinued and will no longer be available after upgrading to Windows 7. Next button, Alt N. Install Windows.
You will now get some choppy speech as the upgrade takes place. There is no further intervention required on your part until the update is complete.
Upgrading Windows, that's all the information we need right now. Your computer will restart several times during the upgrade. Copying Windows installation files to your computer, 1711 of 2087 MB copied. Copying Windows files, 81%. Gathering files, settings, and programs, 0%. Expanding Windows files, 0%.
After the restart, don't panic. You will not have speech until you are prompted to enter your product key.
Windows needs to restart to continue. Restarting in 10 seconds. Restart now button, Alt R.
Depending on the speed of your machine, this process could take up to 1 hour to complete.
Set up Windows.
Now, enter your 25-digit product key with no spaces or dashes.
Type your Windows product key. You can find your Windows product key on the label included with the package that came with your copy of Windows. The label might also be on your computer case. Activation pairs your product key with your computer. The product key looks similar to this. Product key XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX. Product key, editable text, blank. Automatically activate Windows when I'm online. Checkbox checked. What is activation? Link. Read our privacy statement. Link. Next button, Alt N.
You might wish to choose Alt I for important updates, but as always, the decision is yours.
Help protect your computer and improve Windows automatically. Use recommended settings button, Alt R. Install important and recommended updates. Help make internet browsing safer. Check online for solutions to problems and help Microsoft improve Windows. Install important updates only button, Alt I. Only install security updates and other important updates for Windows. Ask me later button, Alt A. Until you decide, your computer might be vulnerable to security threats. Learn more about each option. Link. When you use recommended settings or install updates only, some information is sent to Microsoft. The information is not used to identify you or contact you. To turn off these settings, later, search for turn off recommended setting in help and support. Read the privacy statement, link.
You need to set your time zone, date, hour, and minute.
Review your time and date settings. Select your time zone. Drop-down list, UTC 0800, Pacific Time, US and Canada. UTC 0700, Airs, UTC 0700, UTC 0700, UTC 0600, Central America. UTC 0600, Central Time, US and Canada. 11 of, list closed. Automatically adjust clock for daylight saving time. Checkbox, checked. October 22nd, 2009. Editable text. 56. List. PM. Next button. Alt N. Select your computer's current location. This computer is connected to a network. Windows will automatically apply the correct network settings based on the network's location.
If you're only using your computer at home, choose the home network option. If using at work, choose the work option. Or if you travel a lot, have mobile broadband, or plan to use a lot of public Wi-Fi networks, then consider the public option. This is the least secure. And you should install good security software if you plan to use free public Wi-Fi networks.
Home network button, Alt H. If all the computers on this network are at your home and you recognize them, this is a trusted home network. Don't choose this for public places such as coffee shops or airports. Work network button, Alt W. If all the computers on this network are at your workplace and you recognize them, this is a trusted work network. Don't choose this for public places such as coffee shops or airports. Public network button, Alt P. If you don't recognize all the computers on the network, for example, you're in a coffee shop or airport, or you have mobile broadband, this is a public network and is not trusted. Back button, Alt D. Select your computer's current location. This computer is connected to a network. Windows will automatically apply the correct network settings based on the network's location. Home network button, Alt H. Windows is finalizing your setting. Windows logon, Michael off, password field, blank.
Now, enter the same password you used in Vista and press Enter. Now, once you've heard this sound, you are logged in and ready to enjoy your brand new Windows 7. Thanks to System Access, talking you through every step of the way. Don't have System Access installed yet? Set up your trial account at www.satogo.com. Follow the prompts, and once logged in, down arrow to install on this machine. Then, when you're ready, go to My Account, to purchase a copy for yourself.